Please welcome Carolee Coffey.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. This is going to be a very different kind of story, and it has a title, and it is The Devil Made Them Do It. And I've been doing rescuing now for the past day and a half, because day before yesterday, I wake up very early lately. I'm new here and looking for housing, and it's kind of stressful, so I get up very early and the cat gets fed and I try to go back to sleep. But this particular morning, I went out and picked up the newspaper and decided to read it. And there was the story about the San Luis Obispo conductor of the symphony being supposedly having resigned after 31 years of being the conductor of this symphony. And he's done one wonderful job all these years. I've seen him off and on. His name is Michael Nowak. I think that's how he pronounces it. Does anybody want to correct that? Some people say he pronounces the W as a V. Does he say Novak? All right, thank you for telling me. So I began to read it, and it was just appalling. The board of directors had pretended that he had resigned, and you can read this in the paper yesterday and then again today. They had pretended that he had resigned from the symphony and as a director after 31 years. And there was no reason given. And then it came out in the same story that, in fact, other people knew that something had happened and the board of directors had decided to fire him and they had refused to give him any answer as to why he was being fired. How many read this story? It's just mind-boggling. So it's worth going to the Tribune and getting Tuesdays and Wednesdays paper. You really should read this because we owe it to our symphony and our director here. This is a serious story tonight. I'm sorry it isn't more humorous. So it's 6 in the morning and I say, damn, I've got to call this guy right away. It's 6 in the morning, I'm sure he'll be up. So I dial his number, he's in the phone book, thank God. And I say, good morning. Is this Michael Nowak? Yes, it is. I said, I knew you'd be up. And he said, yes, I'm up and I'm about to go out the door in a few minutes. I said, well, I'm calling because, well, I was coming to the rescue. And I was saying to him, I just cannot believe what I have read in the paper this morning. And this is completely unacceptable. And I want you to know that I intend to support you in every single way I possibly can. And among other things, here's what some of these board members, devil board members, were putting out in the newspaper, that Michael Nowak had a contract that said they were under no obligation, the board was under no obligation whatsoever to inform him of why they were asking him to leave after 31 years. Well, I think the injustice of this just rankled me to the core. I have worked in bureaucracies. I've experienced as a woman in the late 70s and so on, some of these similar kind of things, and it just pushed every button in me about the injustice of what they were doing to this really brilliant, wonderfully talented person that the whole community really admires. So I didn't say anything more than that this is not going to happen, you're going to be reinstated. And so I wished him a good day and went into my computer and wrote a very good letter to the editor and sent it right off post haste. It didn't get published this morning. I was up early again this morning. But there were some couple of very good letters, not as good as mine, because actually I had some very good adjectives in there that describe who this person is. And so I read the paper. I didn't call him again at 6 o'clock in the morning, but I went and wrote another letter to the newspaper, said, well, perhaps you didn't publish my letter because I had failed to say I was from San Luis Obispo. I didn't want to say I've only been here 4 months. But as a matter of fact, I've been here off and on for a long time and heard his performances many times. And he did a really good one this summer in honor of young kids, which was a very good thing for him to be doing. So anyway, I then had a brilliant idea. Any of you heard of Sandra Marshall? She is the publisher of what I consider to be probably the best small newspaper in our area, and it's called Information Press. And she's been struggling with keeping it alive because she is not having a lot of money rolling in. She needs supporters. And I thought, you know, I'm going to go over and see Sandra. This could help not only Michael Novak, but it could also help her because the community can see that she's doing something very important for the community, and they might be willing to help her support her newspaper. It's a really fine piece of work, her paper. So I called her up. We've met before. I've brainstormed with her on how she can keep her paper going and various ideas we've had. And she had been away, and she was amazed to hear what I was telling her. And then this morning, there was a superbly well-done editorial in the Tribune about this lack of fairness and this horrible treatment of Michael Novak. And so she got online and she said, you know, there's a petition online, I think it is change.org, and the big flaw in my talk tonight is that I didn't write it down, the name of the, you can call her though at Information Press, I'm sure she'll be thrilled to be inundated with calls. But she'll tell you how to get on if you want to sign a petition that says Michael Novak should not be leaving our community. I mean, for God's sake, he's built this symphony for a period of 32, 31 years. By the way, the viola section has all resigned. They say if we're leaving him behind, we're getting out of the symphony. And I think the whole damn symphony should resign, really. So after I left Sandra, I'm right. Her office, by the way, is right in the same place as the symphony office. So I go over with my letters, and they've been sent to the paper now twice. Maybe they'll be there tomorrow morning. Who knows? But anyway, I went there again. I went into the symphony office, and the poor woman in the front was having to deal with all the flack, I'm sure, that she's getting from people that are coming in saying, what in the God's name is going on with you folks? Well, she was very nice, probably a volunteer, and all of a sudden, this very handsome man that looks a lot like you, the one that was in love with Amy. What is your first name? Michael, yes, like Michael Novak, all right? The executive director of the symphony came out. He's new, and I have his name. His name is Edmund Feingold, and one very nice, intelligent human being. And I went in and told him what I thought of what the board had done. And he said, well, you know, I don't have anything to do with what the board decides. And I said, well, it seems to me that they have, first of all, they've lied to the public and pretended that he has resigned when he has not. They have not given any reason why they're kicking him out. And they're treating him so badly. This is a completely lacking in integrity board of directors, and this cannot be allowed to happen. And in fact, I was thinking and suggested that we, the people in this community who love our symphony, and I especially love the Saturday rehearsals, that's where you get to know who these people are, really know who they are, and when they're not putting on their fancy performance. Now I lost my train of thought. I said to the director that I really thought that the board should give Michael at least a 5-year heads up warning that at the end of 5 years, if the board, whatever that board is going to be by then, I hope to be a member of it by then. Maybe some of you will be too. By then, maybe he'll be ready to retire, but at least he will have the opportunity to show that he is a person of great substance. So I just wanted to alert everyone to what's going on here tonight about him, urge you to support him. He's done a fabulous job for a long time. And the way to do that, besides going online and writing letters to the Tribune, is Kirk and I are going to put this up with some tape. It's the executive director, again the name, Edmund Feingold. It turned out we knew some musicians in Santa Cruz in common, and that helped the relationship a lot, that we could share something like that. And we're going to paste this up, so if you wanted to call him and talk to him or go in person, I'm a total believer that face-to-face contact is the way you make a difference. So this is my speech, and this is what I'm doing here to come to the rescue.